Listeners, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it. I could wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, and say, I'm definitely not going to drink today. And I can guarantee by that night I'd be drunk. I've been given help when I've been struggling, and I'd like to think that in some small way, in a special way, that this could help at least one person out there, particularly our mob, who might be struggling. I'd like to do whatever I can to help. Welcome. Great to have your company. This is Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM. I'm Matt. I'm one of the Gamarada mob, and this is my story. It was a time when I was doing a lot of things in my recovery well. I was going to meetings, I was talking to people in recovery, I was being honest about my addiction, and I relapsed. And whilst it was only a 3-week relapse, things went downhill very quickly. I became homeless, I lost all self-respect, I had a deep hatred for myself. So when I went back into recovery, and just by chance I found Gamarada, I was pretty broken. I'd had worse things happen to me in my life, but emotionally and spiritually I was pretty beaten. And to find Gamarada and the group and the sense of empathy and compassion was something I really needed. So we'll start with our introductions. Gamarada is a Aboriginal healing group, started off 11 years ago, was started by Brother Ken and a few other gentlemen from the Redfern community.
Hello everyone, my name's Kitta Dan, Men with Fire in the Cubby Cubby language. I'm a descendant of the Cubby Cubby people through my grandmother, Aunty Hazel Johnson, one of the founders of this space. The reasons I keep coming back to Gamarada each week, it's about nourishing my spirit, staying connected to kinship, to culture, spirituality. It's kind of sanctuary from the real grind. Gamarada is like soul food for me. I get inspired by stories I draw from hearing people's journey.
Let the group know who you are, what mob you're from, if you have a mob, if not, where
Gamarada is a place where we come together. It's quite informal. It follows a routine, but it is an informal place. As Aboriginal people, we don't tend to like specific formalities too much. So it's pretty informal. We get together. We have a quick feed to start with. Oz Harvest bring a little feed, and we all have a feed. Then it's a matter of getting to know one another. So we sit down and we just let everyone know what our basic housekeeping rules and our traditions are, I'd say, and then we introduce ourselves.
I'm a dark and young man from my mother's side. My dad's English. I was born and bred in Wyong and migrated to Sydney a while ago. I've only found Gamarada about 3 weeks ago through word of mouth, and I was asked to come and join, and you know, I've been coming back. I love what sort of Gamarada is all about. I love the connection, and I love just being part of this group setting and finding, you know, my grassroots and me as an Aboriginal man, you know, just learning more about culture, connection, and and just to be a part of a group.
Gamarada means friends or comrades with a common purpose in the Gadigal language. So it's a community healing and leadership program. Healing, we take the definition of healing by our former Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, Tom Kalmer. Healing is therapeutic change and cultural renewal.
And I started coming to Gamarada because I felt wasn't a lot of connection to Aboriginal culture in my life. And
if you're Aboriginal in the group, you just let people know what your mob is and why you've come along to Gamarada. If you're not Aboriginal, you just let people know where you come from and the same, why, what brought you along. We then go through a few things that we do each week, one being the Didiri. That's a Aboriginal meditation.
that's done from an auntie from the Northern Territory who's written out a meditation, a spoken word meditation, and we play some clapsticks. So it's meant to simulate sitting by the campfire, like the old times when the elders sat around the campfire.
The contemplative way of Didiri spreads over our whole life. It renews us and brings us peace. It makes us feel whole again. In our Aboriginal way, we learn to listen from our earliest times. We could not live good and useful lives unless we listened. We are not threatened by silence. We are completely at home in it. Our Aboriginal way has taught us to be still and wait. We do not try to hurry things up. We let them follow their natural course, like the seasons. We watch the moon in each of its phases. We wait for the rain to fill our rivers and the water the thirsty earth. When twilight comes, we prepare for the night. At dawn, we rise with the sun. We watch the bush foods and wait for them to open before we gather them. We wait for our young people as they grow, stage by stage, through their initiation ceremonies. When a relation dies, we wait for a long time with the sorrow. We own our grief and allow it to heal slowly. We wait for the right time for our ceremonies and meetings. The right people must be present. Careful preparations must be made. We don't mind waiting because we want things to be done with care. Sometimes many hours will be spent on painting the body before an important ceremony. We don't worry. We know that in time and in the spirit of the Didiri, that deep listening and quiet stillness, the way will be made clear. We are like the tree standing in the middle of a bushfire, sweeping through the timber. The leaves are scorched and the tough bark is scarred and burnt, but inside the tree, the sap is still flowing, and under the ground, the roots are still strong. Like that tree, we have endured the flames and we still have the power to be reborn. Our people are used to the struggle and the long waiting. We still wait for the white people to understand us better. We ourselves have spent many years learning about white man's ways. We have learned to speak the white man's language. We have listened to what he had to say. This learning and listening should go both ways. We would like people to take time and listen to us. We are hoping people will come closer. We keep on longing for the things that we have always hoped for. Respect and understanding. We know that our white brothers and sisters carry their own particular burdens. We believe that if they let us come to them, if they open up their minds and hearts to us, we may lighten their burdens. There is a struggle for us, but we have not lost our spirit of Didiri. There are deep springs within each of us. Within this deep spring, which is the very spirit, is sound. The sound of deep calling to deep. The time for the rebirth is now. If our culture is alive and strong and respected, it will grow. It will not die, and our spirit will not die. I believe the spirit of Didiri that we have to offer will blossom and grow, not just within ourselves, but in all.
Didiri, a meditation, spoken word meditation, that was written by an auntie from the Northern Territory. Gamarada's with you this week on Jailbreak, 2SER 107.3 FM, keeping you company with you wherever you are in the system. This is Gamarada, mob sharing and caring for each other. I'm Matt with my story and my music. To find Gamarada and the group and the sense of empathy and compassion was something I really needed. There have been times in my recovery when I've needed to be hit with a hard stick, and this wasn't one of those times. This is one of those times when I've needed to be loved back to life, and I find that love in Gamarada. I find that sense, like I said, that sense of compassion and empathy really built me up. Gaining that sense of pride in culture was just the icing on the cake. That at the time and still today, that gave me that sense of belonging, but also of, it gives me a purpose. It gives me a purpose, and that's changed my whole outlook on life. You know, that's changed my career. That's what I do in work today. And Gamarada, I'd say, has been a massive part in me making that decision to change my career path and what I do from day to day, you know, how I interact, my beliefs, you know, yeah, things I do today have been set up by Gamarada. If you're interested in Gamarada, we meet each Monday at Redfern Community Centre on Hugo Street in Redfern. Start time is 6 o'clock and we run for 2 hours. Anyone's welcome, and our Gamarada meetings are kid friendly, so bring along the young ones. So see you there on a Monday night. People are allowed to sit down and talk about their trauma, their issues, their fears without judgment is a big step in healing. Not only with other Aboriginal people, but with people of non-Aboriginal backgrounds. And I think that's a big step forward, the fact that we can get in a room, predominantly Aboriginal people, talking about issues that affect us, but also having those non-Aboriginal people in the room. And I mean, I'd love to see that on a much, much larger scale, because that's when society's going to come together and work as one.
Where you come from and what brings you to Gamarada, or what keeps you coming back.
My experience in Gamarada and how it helps in the healing process, I know personally to hold something to myself and to try and carry on with that, just being able to sit and voice it to 10, 15 other people is a huge weight off my shoulders. I can walk out of there feeling a lot lighter. And also people who have maybe travelled the same path or similar paths, what they've done.
You know, I love just being part of this group setting and finding, you know, my grassroots and me as an Aboriginal man, you know, just learning more about culture, connection, you know, and just to be a part of a group. That's why I'm here tonight, and to share in that. Thanks.
Feelings that I had about my Aboriginality before Gamarada was that it was nearly a little bit fraudulent. Nearly that I was just saying I was Aboriginal, that, okay, yeah, there were members of my family who are Aboriginal and I identified, but I didn't look like an Aboriginal, I didn't know a lot about the culture, I grew up in what I consider white suburbia, you know, I was schooled fairly well, I never went without. It just felt as though I was a little bit of a fraud, I didn't belong. There is a huge amount of sadness around the loss of culture, and yeah, that hasn't gone away. When I learn more about the culture and the things with family and how that's connected and to community, there is a deep sense of sadness and nearly a feeling of missing out, and it can range from sadness to anger. And go back and forth that, you know, the policies of the past and maybe still today have prevented me from being in touch with my culture like I would have liked to have been. So, yeah, there is that sadness that I'm not connected like the way I would have liked to have been.
Hi, my name's Matt. I grew up on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne and have lived in Darug country in Sydney for half my life. And I started coming to Gamarada because I felt wasn't a lot of connection to Aboriginal culture in my life, and I wanted more of that. So Gamarada's been good for that reason.
Gamarada's spirit is with you, right by your side. 2SER 107.3 FM, keeping you strong wherever you are. Through Gamarada, I do see Australia in a different way, there is quite a bit of resentment towards Australia as a society, and that, you know, that's grown. As I've learnt more about myself and my culture, that's grown. Gammarada has probably helped me tempering that resentment. I grew up as a child being as proud as punch, and my teachers at school putting Australian flag tattoos on my cheek. You would never see me wear an Australian flag tattoo on my cheek today. I don't have that patriotic flag waving sense of Australian pride anymore. I see a lot of the horrible parts of our country. That's not to say I don't feel lucky to live here. I would like to see this country educated on what this land, where it's come from and what it is. I was certainly taught that this is the lucky country and everyone gets a fair go. That might be the case in some affluent suburbs, but it's certainly not the case on the ground that I see. People aren't being given a fair go, and particularly people from our culture. I'd like to see people tell the truth, and that starts with educating kids in primary school about our culture. Our culture for too long has been about Forex and thongs and Bondi Beach. We have a culture that's far, far greater than that, and far more diverse and far older than those cultures. And I'd like to see all Australians embrace that culture.
Hi, I'm Anthony Gilmilleroy. He's from Moree, brought up in Seven Hills. I always wanted to be around and close to our people, and after she's got out, I was accommodated down in Glebe and stuff like this, and friends down there mentioned it to us and stuff like this, and I was overwhelmed to come down and meet everyone, and it's just a good feeling and stuff.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I am one of the group leaders in Gammarada, have been for about 6 years. Actually, Noongar Yamaji from the Western Australian side. My mother's from Perth. My dad's from New South Wales. He's the Bidjigal Yuin side in New South Wales. I love being a part of this group because it was my saving grace, helped me get back on track, and that's the most important thing. No matter how we get off track, this group, this circle, no matter what happens in life, it helps us get back on track. For me, this is a safe healing space, and I think every culture is allowed to, like, heal together, and that's unique and that's special. That's what's different about Gammarada. We're not racist like the world out there can be, so that's a beautiful thing. I think this is a very safe place for anyone of any background to come and join us for a special purpose.
I'm Matt. I'm one of the Gammarada mob. With my story, Jailbreak's keeping you company with you wherever you are in the system. This is Gammarada, mob sharing and caring for each other. 2SER 107.3 FM. Seeing so many Aboriginal people in jail makes me sad and it makes me feel angry. Not a lot's been done to change it. I hear the comments of, well, people just need to make right decisions. I don't know that there's a lot of empathy. I understand that as Aboriginal people, we do need to help ourselves. But that's not a matter of clicking our fingers and saying, well, what's happened has happened, and now let's get on with it. Generational trauma aren't something that are fixed overnight. I'd like to see governments sit down with elders. I'd like to hear government officials asking elders, how can we help? I think Aboriginal people would say that there's a lack of trust, and unfortunately that puts young Aboriginals behind the eight ball. At the moment, you find a lot of money gets thrown at your housing, your health, and I understand that's extremely important. The money needs to be spent on healing. Sport took up a lot of my time, so my memories are of sport. And when I think of sport, I think of happy times. I had a little brother who was around those times. You know, he was 6 years younger than me, so it was a playmate. There wasn't too much pressure. School was fun. I had quite a lot of friends. The beach was nearby. I can't think of too many things that would make me unhappy at that time. I was aware of my Aboriginality. I didn't know details. That's all I knew. I knew that my mum's side of the family was Aboriginal, and the conversation basically ended there. At the time, I didn't feel the need to ask any more questions, or I wasn't that inquisitive to ask for more information. I started being interested in my Aboriginality in my teens. I did have some relatives that lived in the Illawarra area around Wollongong, and I met them, and they were quite a bit darker in skin colour than me, and I wanted to work out how they were my great aunties, and why, you know, why I hadn't met people on that side. And slowly, only through snippets, I learnt from school about Aboriginal culture, a very, very little, and I wanted to know more. My mum didn't have the answers, so I wanted to know where I could go and find out more. Fast forward a few years, it's around this time I was living in England. I went over to England to play football, so I started to make decisions that had a rather large impact on my life, and it wasn't always my intention to, you know, to cause trouble. And sometimes I really didn't want to make the decisions that I did. I felt like I was on autopilot. It was the beginning of not a great period of my life. I was lost. I had no real direction. From the outside looking at me, it was, yeah, this guy's, he's a sportsman, he's playing football, he's travelled overseas, he seems to be doing okay. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I wasn't happy. Don't think I really had any strong friendships. My relationship with my parents, again, looked okay on the outside, but there was not a lot there. Any relationships I had with females, I butchered. Job prospects were limited. I couldn't see my sporting career really kicking off, and I knew that if I had to go and work in the normal workforce, that I didn't really have any qualifications. I was scared. I had no savings. Yeah, I was really like a scared little boy, and I just didn't know where I belonged. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know who to ask. My escape was to drink as much as possible. I found alcohol in a social setting. I found alcohol. Yeah, I loved what it did to me at the time. I loved what it did to me at the time. It allowed that fear to go away. That fear didn't play a part when I drank. And if I couldn't drink, I'd gamble a lot, or I'd chase a lot of different girls, and that would stop my head thinking about the problems that I had in my life. But 9 times out of 10, I'd find alcohol. Addiction and recovery it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Most of my life I've prided myself on being able to be given a set of instructions and follow them, particularly around my sport. If I practiced hard enough, I could do things. Recovery is a whole different ball game. It's not a matter of me saying I don't want to drink. It's something that I tried to do for quite a number of years. I could wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, and say, I'm definitely not going to drink today. And I can guarantee by that night I'd be drunk. The thing I've learnt with recovery is I need help. I need other people's help. I've found that in various ways, through fellowships and rehab. Other people find different methods, but that's how I found my recovery. And today, I can't think too far forward. It really is. It's a massive cliche just for today, but it really is about what I do today. If I start thinking how my recovery is going to look like in a week, a month, a year's time, I'll forget what I need to do today. There's always planning around my life, but in terms of recovery, it's really simple. It's what I need to do today.
I'm Hayden, a Bundjalung man. I'm from Lismore Way. I come here because I get a sense of belonging, as well as connection, and to share my feelings and be open in a safe arena, pretty much. And to listen to the Didiri and get a sense of peace when I leave here, and gets me ready for the week. Thank you.
Joel, Ivano, Barkindji country. Yeah, I've come here just to connect again, connect with the community, and just be involved, learn more about my culture, I guess. With a childhood, I sort of moved around a bit, and different conflict within family sort of disconnected a bit over the years. So, you know, I want to learn more and get that peace inside that I know is there, and I just got to work on and heal. So that's why I'm here.
The most powerful thing about Gamarada has been seeing fellow Aboriginal males and females, seeing the struggle that they're going through and not confident at all about their culture, to see them after maybe 3-4 weeks to see a real sense of pride about their Aboriginality. That's the biggest thing for me. That's what I would like to see. Little kids in primary schools that I go out to visit with my work that have those same struggles as I did. They might be fair skin and they might tell you they're Aboriginal, but it's in a whisper, and they don't know anything about their mob and they don't know anything about their totems. And to be able to grow and to be able to stand up in front of a crowd and say, hey, I'm Aboriginal, this is where I'm from, this is where my mob's from, and I'm proud of it. That's the biggest thing I see in Gamarada. I'm Matt, I'm a Wiradjuri man. Just a hello to all the Wiradjuri people out there, and also to any mob I know that are in jail at the time. If you hear me and know me, just know that my thoughts are with you, and keep strong. The reason I'm talking to you on radio is I've been given help when I've been struggling, and I'd like to think that in some small way, in a special way, that this could help at least one person out there, particularly our mob, who might be struggling. I'd like to do whatever I can to help. If you're interested in Gamarada, we meet each Monday at Redfern Community Centre on Hugo Street in Redfern. Start time is 6 o'clock and we run for 2 hours. Anyone's welcome, and our Gamarada meetings are kid friendly, so bring along the young ones. So see you there on a Monday night. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the traditional custodians, the Gadigal people. Jailbreak pays respects to their elders, past and present. Why don't you tune in again, same time, same day, here on 2SER, same network, next week. If you asked me to name my favourite band, I'd say Powderfinger. I was extremely upset when they split up. This song's about happy times. It's about me standing up and yelling to the world. Waiting for a night.
Your bags down. I know there's something.